A state lawmaker from the East Bay is now examining how gun violence affects the mental health of young people. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek has more from a public hearing in Oakland.
State Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks says we live in a country where gun violence happens too often. It can have long-term effects on a young person's mental health.
Children's brains, teens' brains are more malleable. 40% of them who've witnessed gun violence have post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and so dealing with the ramifications of that is really important.
That's why she wants to hear from researchers, doctors, and victims to help them cope with their trauma.
One of the main tools is to prevent the violence before it happens. I'm a big champion of supporting gun violence prevention and intervention programs, and so we'll continue to do that and keep guns out of the wrong hands.
And to prepare schools in case there is an active shooter.
It's both experiencing gun violence and also most schools are doing active shooter drills. You know, I didn't grow up with that. A lot of people didn't. What are the long-term implications of that? What are the implications of seeing violence either in your home, on your way to school, or in school?
So far this year, there have been 39 mass shootings in California. Nearly two dozen of those were deadly. The most notable, Gilroy, Fresno, and Orinda. Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.